You to join us each Saturday night from 8:30 to 10 p.m. right here on KRBS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Might be superstition, some kind of something going on down
All right, 8 minutes past 11 o'clock, which is the final segment of Zydeco Sans Passale. And Melvin, we have some Zydeco fundraiser and food drive that's going to be taking place.
Yeah, you got a lot of
in November, yes, on November the 20th. The Pillar of Hope at the original Sid Williams place, which is El Cido's. That's where they're going to be taking place, and they have a bunch of bands starting off at 6 o'clock. And if you have two canned goods.
Two or four?
It might be four.
Four
canned goods.
And $7?
$7. That's right, four canned goods. And then, of course, that's a donation in which you're making towards the food drive.
Right.
That's what you're doing. So that's all going to take place. They got a bunch of bands going to be playing out there. Horace Trout, Connie G., Leroy Thomas, Leon Chavis, Corey.
As a matter of fact, I think that weekend there is no band that is not playing somewhere. If they're not playing there, they will be at Miami Moon.
Miami Moon, yeah.
So one or the other. So it's a lot of activities because the one at Miami Moon, let me see, is when?
Miami Moon is on the 20th and 21st.
Which is
Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay.
That's going to be taking place at Miami Moon, and they're starting off at 6:30. And the doors open at 6:30, and the showtime begins at 8 p.m. Okay. But you have approximately 30 bands. Actually.
Yeah, you have a lot of things. So as we get closer, get more specific to what all bands are playing. They're either going to be Wednesday night. It's only Wednesday night at El Cido's, and then it's Wednesday and Thursday?
Wednesday and Thursday at Miami Moon.
Miami Moon is Wednesday and Thursday. Okay. Yeah. Sound good. At least we got the days right, so get ready. Wednesday, Thursday, Thanksgiving.
And then,
of course, Grambling Southern, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
All of that.
Yeah.
A lot of good things going on.
The Bayou Classics.
The Fall Bazaar for St. Paul Catholic Church, and that is in Elton, Louisiana, and that is going on today, John. Today is the 9th, right?
Mm-hmm.
After 5 p.m. Mass, the bake-off in Franzine Hall at 11 a.m., barbecue, hamburgers, fries, and etouffee, gumbo, sweet shop, country store, and bingo. Sunday, November the 10th, after the 10 a.m. Mass, St. Paul Country Diner, live and silent auction, barbecue, hamburgers, and sweet shop, country store, movies, and popcorn, hayride, and train rides, games for the kids, and more. Come and enjoy and bring a friend, and that is St. Paul Catholic Church in Elton, Louisiana. That is going on today and tomorrow. That is their annual bazaar.
Something else is going to be taking place on November the 16th at the Moore Health Care Group. That's a health fair and wellness day, and this is going to take place on Saturday, November the 16th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and the location is Moore Health Care Group at 3414 Moss Street, Suite F. And that's a blood pressure check, diabetes screening, medical information, and blood bank.
When is that?
All free. That's on November the 16th.
Okay, great. Go get yourself checked.
Yeah, go get yourself checked.
You don't have to pay.
Yeah, you just sign up for the door prizes and
you get a
enjoy
door prize.
The music and free food for all ages.
Now, where is that going to be again?
That's on Moss Street. That's 3414 Moss Street and Suite F, and Moore Healthcare Group is sponsoring this.
Okay.
It's a free
health screening.
Yeah, free health screening
good,
for that.
That's good deal.
Place on that time. All right.
All right.
And then we had some good results last night. Acadiana won.
Yep.
And
some bad results.
Yeah, St. Thomas More lost.
St. Thomas More lost. Northside lost.
And Lafayette High won.
Lafayette High won. And Lafayette High is winning this
and
year,
Como,
which is a good
Como
deal.
Como won last night. So
as we move to New Orleans, we'll see.
As we move up there down the street, we got to move down the street and see what's going to happen then.
Absolutely.
Don't forget also for the Bayou Classic, there's a bus ride in case that you're interested and not driving, but attending the Bayou Classic, the historical 40 years Bayou Classic. We providing a bus. So all you have to do is just mount, get on the bus, and we'll take you to the game and back safely.
Is the ticket part of the bus ride?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that is okay. The ticket and the fare, the bus ride and all that. And everything is taken care for you. And you have just fun time on the bus and heading in that direction. So,
and that is that's something that you guys sponsor.
Yeah, Southern University Alumni Chapter. Sure. We sponsor this along with
fundraiser for you
surrounding,
guys.
Yeah, the surrounding parishes, the surrounding other chapters, join in with us in supporting
sure.
this. We have St. Lander Parish, Iberia. Iberia has two chapters, and then Acadia Parish and St. Martinville. They also join and support us in, of course, supporting
so
Southern
guys,
University.
Okay. That's good. You guys have a buzz going.
Yeah.
I think Gremlin has a plane coming in, picking up the people. Don't cost them anything. We just fly everybody in there, okay? So, John, we'll see you. We'll see you in there. You thought you just going to slide in there?
And they'll land on Canal Street.
If we need to, we get the helicopter. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
And what they do, they fold the wings up.
Yep,
and land on Canal
right
Street.
Get back on
and
the plane, you fly back. Doesn't
fly
take
back
you long.
See,
give it to Grandma.
I tell you
and
what.
And we will show up, by the way.
Yeah, they'll be there. Don't have to worry about that. And yep. UL is doing
absolutely.
Well.
Yeah, went to UL's game last Saturday.
Yeah.
And had a great time. I had an opportunity to be with Dr. Savoy and mm-hmm. the group in his
suite
upstairs, I guess
good.
They call it. So it was a good thing, and I'm grateful to have had the opportunity to be there and to meet Dr. Savoy again. And we constantly bump heads in different places, yeah. but the guy's doing a lot of good things here at UL. Just want to compliment him and let him know that. And
he's doing
I am supporting UL with two students here that I pay
two
for tuition.
That's right.
Yeah, that are here at UL. And, of course, we got Lil Sean at UL, too. So it's a lot of good things. Good university, a lot of good things going on.
Well, I have to say, too, that, I did attend here at UL, and I enjoyed the campus. And I look at the campus right now and look at how it has changed a great deal and how beautiful it is.
Yeah. Still changing.
Yeah, it's still changing and growing. Yep. One of the largest, second largest university in the state of Louisiana.
Right.
And so, where they have come from. It came from small, so they're doing well. And anyway, we're here sitting at an overlooking Cypress Lake. And so.
Now, I don't know who's larger between UL and McNeese.
Go Tigers! Don't play.
I don't know which one. UL, of course, I went to McNeese.
UL is larger right now. UL is the second largest. It's close
to. We have to pull these numbers.
Close to 17,000 students.
Oh, really?
That are attending here.
Okay.
And so.
I give you that because I don't know the number, so I'll let you have that one.
They are.
We all have great universities here.
I checked the stats on that one.
Oh, okay. We'll check it out. Query it is.
Sure.
Come on, man. GQ it. GQ it, man. Find out what's going
on. Okay.
But anyway,
that's one of the
good things. Good thing. And, of course, today you got LSU in Alabama this evening.
Yeah.
So that is coming. So a lot of activities. Louisiana got a lot of good things going on, and so that is also important to us.
Do you know about the ant and the grasshopper?
Not yet. I'm sure you're going to tell us after we play a couple of songs.
Yeah.
The ant and the grasshopper.
Perfect season for it.
Go ahead. Quick. Get it
perfect
over with.
Season. No. I
no. Ah, give it
no,
over.
We're gonna
no,
play
go
some,
ahead.
We're going to play the twist.
Okay, so you represent the ant or the grasshopper before? No, we can't go there because you know the story. So, okay.
Well,
anyway.
We play the twist right now.
Let's do the twist.
The twist. And Dr. Gene Morris is in the studio, by the way.
Dr. Gene is in the studio. We have to put him
on. He's crying.
For a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I guess Sean has some CDs he wants to give away.
Yeah.
So we want to give away some CDs this morning. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll let Sean answer the phone and whatever he decides the call is going to be. And we're going to do it.
Do the twist. We'll be right back. We have a special guest this morning, and it's honored to have a special guest here in the studio. I met him a couple of years ago, and it's honored to be in the presence of a young man like this. And so we just want to make sure that he's welcome here in Southwest Louisiana. Of course, he's already made his presence known in Lafayette by his show that he has on KRVS. And, Senora?
Fernando Perez, thank you for inviting me to participate in your radio show. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, that's about all I can do.
Okay.
But you have something you wanted to tell the people about what is coming up.
Yeah. This is important for the community, for the whole community. I wanted to invite to the community in our city to travel New Iberia the next weekend, because over there it will be the El Festival Español de la Nueva Iberia. God, it's the second year like a New Iberia celebrate this festival, and it's very important for the Latin American community, but I believe for the whole community, because it's history.
Definitely.
New Iberia has the same name like the New Iberia in Spain, and they wanted to recover their root, and we have to support this kind of festival because it's cultural. Mm-hmm. That's it. And everybody is welcome to visit New Iberia next weekend, Friday until 6 p.m. and Saturday after 7 in the morning to 12. Unknown, and then 12 to 5 in the afternoon. I believe it's a great festival. Everybody had to pass over there, spending a little bit of time, chatted some conversation with the community, and most of them is learn about our Spanish.
Say it in Spanish.
Me gustaría invitar a toda la comunidad latina a que participe en el Festival Español de la Nueva Iberia, a celebrarse en Nueva Iberia el próximo fin de semana, sábado 16, pero comienza el festival el viernes 15 a partir de las 6 de la tarde y el sábado todo el día a partir de las 8 de la mañana y hasta las 5 de la tarde. Y también el domingo 17, pues también hay actividad en celebración al Festival de la Nueva Iberia. Nueva Iberia, este es el segundo año que realiza este festival y, por supuesto, está tratando de retomar sus raíces españolas. Así que toda la comunidad está invitada a participar en este precioso festival. No lo olvide, Festival Español de la Nueva Iberia en Nueva Iberia, fin de semana, viernes 15, sábado 16 y domingo 17 de noviembre.
Whoa! I tell you what, though, Fernandez. The bullfighting part. You got a bullfighter on this thing too. They got the.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bueno,
aquí el viernes a las 6 de la tarde, pues comienzan las actividades en el Charles Hollywood. Es un edificio histórico. En la ciudad, el teatro está en el 126 Iberia Street y ahí comienza, por supuesto, la apertura del festival. Es una gala musical, recreativa, muy especial, muy linda. Y por lo que estoy leyendo aquí, la información que he buscado en la website, pues van a participar grupos musicales que ya nuestra comunidad conoce porque han estado aquí. Va a estar en el Jalisco Mariachi, que ya todo el mundo la conoce porque ha participado aquí en el festival de nuestra ciudad, y otros artistas flamenco. Va también a bailar el guitarrista John Laurence y toda una serie de artistas. Esto va a ser el viernes a las 6 de la tarde. El sábado, pues, como les dije, comienza con una carrera a partir de las 7 de la mañana, una carrera de 5 millas. Después, a partir de las 9 de la mañana, bueno, pues se le da la ceremonia de apertura a todo este festival. Hay actividades programadas a partir de las 10 de la mañana, 10 y media, 11, donde se va a hacer un plato favorito de los españoles, la paella. Una delicioso plato de origen español que, bueno, todo el que vaya que no se lo pierda a disfrutarlo. Es algo como para no perderse.
I just wish I could pick up here and there a little bit of the toro. And we know what the toro means. It's a bull. It's a bullfight, you know, and all that. And it's wonderful. You know, we have a lot of Latino listeners, and I have some students in my classroom, and they're listening right now. I know they listen every Saturday morning. And I know when I get back to school Monday morning, that's the very first thing they're going to confront me with. And they say, who did you have on that? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you're going to have some more of that. And they will probably enjoy that the most in going to that and being informed about this as well. So it's good to have you in the studio. And it's good to see you again.
Thank you, sir.
No, can we be a guest on your program?
Yeah, of course.
We're going to have to speak French, though.
No, definitely. Let me tell you something. The program I'm making here is to allow with the Hispanic community make the transition. Mm-hmm. We started our music, we released our music. Both sides building the bridge, and I believe together we can build a better community. That's it.
That's no doubt about that.
That's it. You wanted to come to my radio show, you are welcome to speak and talking with the community. The Latin people need to learn English, like me. My English is still limited.
Well, you're doing well. You're doing well.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Thank you.
Support comes from Jefferson Street Pub, presenting the rocking blues and pop of singer and piano man Andy Frasco and the UN, coming up Thursday, November 14th at 500 Jefferson Street in downtown Lafayette. Doors open at 9. The phone number for tickets is 232-5040. For more information, the website is jeffersonstreetpub.com.
Hello, I'm Georges Collinet. On Afropop Worldwide, we take you on a journey through the South Africa of today, guided by the rising stars and established luminaries we met at the inaugural South African Music and Arts Festival in Los Angeles, California. We explore the diverse contemporary scene of rappers, folk singers, house music producers, and electropop bands. Next time on Afropop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International.
Sunday night at 8 on KRVS.
Regional Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS-FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
just me. Let's stop where we are. I'll break your heart. And a woman like you deserves a better man.
Allons-y avec quoi ici, cher. I'm gonna take your old time with a new school flavor. Dulce. Attention, cher. Oh yeah, babe. I'm gonna take you with me. Hey, toi. Can't forget the roots of Zadikuno.
This is going out for Leroy Marceau all the way in Falkirk Island. And when you go out tonight, just make sure you be in before midnight.
Now when I got back, cocktail was waiting in the kitchen. She tried to pass me some lickings. She tried to give me a whip. Say, don't you hit me, cocktail. You know you're hurting me. Please don't hit me, cocktail. Take it no more. Don't hit me, cartel. You know you make me feel bad. Please don't hit me, cartel. You know you make me feel sad. That's why. Do it, y'all. Hey, y'all. Old time. Hip hop. And I'm back at it again. I'm on the run. Wanna have some fun. I met this girl. She was in the club. She looking so good. I think I fell in love. She put her face in my chest. I thought she was feeling it too. She said, I'm ducking my head. Cause Cartel passing some licks at you. Say, don't you hit me, Cartel. You know you're hurting me. Please don't hit me, Cartel. I can't take it no more. Don't hit me, Cartel. You know you make me feel bad. Please don't hit me, Cartel. Me feel safe. It's one. Here got ten. Be hurries. Do it, y'all. Old time. Take it way back. Do it. Attention, babe. Give me some. I'm gonna take you way back. Hey, to her. Old time. Do it, y'all.
old time. Yeah, man. Do it. Take it way back. What a new school for you.
All right, we got Dr. Gene Morris in the house this morning. Good morning, Dr. Gene Morris.
Good morning, Melvin Caesar.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah, pretty good.
Well, good. You ain't been in the hospital now.
I'm doing better since I seen you.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay, then.
Yeah.
Sound good. Now, you brought a CD in here with Big Red and the Creole Soul.
That's right.
And the name of it is Do You Qualify?
Yeah.
Now, we're going to play
Hanky Panky.
Hanky Panky. That's what you want to hear.
Hanky Panky and Do You Qualify?
And Do You Qualify? Uh-huh. All right. We're going to play that right now. You remember when you used to play Hanky Panky?
Oh, not like me.
Look over there. He know he used to play Hanky Panky.
No.
What? She don't hear you.
Who the hell?
Miss Nelly don't hear you. She talking. What was her name? What was her name?
Irene or no?
Oh, you didn't play Hanky Panky, but it was Irene.
No.
I'm just going along with the show here. All right, let's hear a little bit of this.
And by the way, Mel, Big Red, he's going to be Miami Moon on the 21st.
Yeah, that's when y'all got that big thing going on.
He's going to be asking the ladies if they qualify.
Oh, okay. If they qualify for what?
Just
a qualify.
Did they qualify for
Hanky Panky? Oh, qualify for the Hanky Panky. I got that.
No.
Okay,
no. We
got that. Oh, yeah. Hanky Panky.
Please let me go. Yeah. Hanky Panky.
All right, that's a little bit of that. We're going to play a little Hanky Panky because our show is getting a little tight now.
Yeah.
We're going to go to
track one.
We're going to go to number one, and we're going to play Do You Qualify?
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Honey, everywhere. Look out now. Looking for a one-night stand. Oh, but let me tell you something. I ain't worried. Oh, no. About what they want. Let me tell you why.
Nah, I like that.
I'm not looking for a one-night stand. Just a bump and grind. If you do right, girl, I'll make you mine. Oh, I need a woman. I need a woman. And I'm looking at you, girl. Oh, let me ask you, honey. Do you?
Oh, yes.
Do you qualify? Yeah. I gotta say it again.
Right, Dr. Gene?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was you singing there.
No, not yet.
Not yet?
No.
Oh, but you sang it on the 21st.
I'm helping him sing. I ain't gonna sing it.
You're gonna help him sing?
I'm gonna help Big Red, yeah.
Okay. Big Red. Right. Big Red gonna be down the 21st?
Yeah, Big Red gonna be down the 21st.
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
You guys all the little. Are they qualified?
They qualified?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For a long
time. Yeah. Did you ask that to Miss Nelly?
Oh.
When, before you got married?
She knew I was qualified.
Oh, you was qualified.
That's what you did.
Oh, you had to qualify. I got that.
Yeah.
I got it. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right. I've heard that when a woman looks as good
as you do, and you alone, you either crazy or you mean. Now, I don't know which one you are, baby, but I'm willing to take a chance. And if you're crazy, we can be crazy together. Is it all right, baby? If you never had a brand new car,
I don't mind.
Go ahead, Doc. Go ahead, Doctor. Sing it.
If you never had a diamond, I'll buy you one, baby.
Go ahead, baby. Doctor.
Let's go get you one. And if you're tired of wearing those same old clothes, I got a tailor to make you some. I just got one question, baby. And I need to ask you right now.
Do you qualify? And that is on a new CD that I guess is just came out.
Yeah, brand new from Big Red.
Brand new Big Red and
Creole Soul.
All right, and just moved to where?
All right, he just moved to Lake Charles.
He came
from Houston, Texas.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So he moved.
As in your hometown, Lake Charles.
Metro Swallow. But anyway, it's all good. All right, Sean, what you got? Let me move you, Sean, right now. Which one? So I can do that. I know Sean want to give away some CDs this morning, so we're going
to
go to number nine. And what we're going to do here is we're going to play the song. And okay, so Sean, what that's Sean and Sean?
Yeah, that's Sean and Sean.
Sean and Sean here. And Sean is giving away CDs. What caller you want?
10.
Call it?
9.
Too high.
5.
Okay, caller number 3. Caller number 3. Because we caller number 3. We got the roll here.
Caller number 3.
You can call and get a CD. The number here is 482-6991. Caller number 3 and get you a free CD this morning. Sean is answering the phone. Sean 1 and Sean 2 answering the phone. So you can call while I play this. While we play, you can call 482-6991 and get you a free CD.
Oh,
All right, we've given two CDs away. We've got one more to give away. And as soon as you hang up, you can start calling again. 337-482-6991 is the number. All right, Putty Cat Lovers, Doc, and Chris, and Kevin, Ronnie, and of course Woody. It's Mark. Good morning to the neighbors this morning, 11:48. I want to say good morning to my family, Bobby, Mac, Megan, Melanie, and Marley. This morning, I also want to say good morning to Miss Nellie in the house. We just didn't holler at her. She's been busy pushing somebody around here. But anyway, it's all good. Have fun. Stay safe. We're not gone just yet. Three CDs are gone. We want to thank all of you guys. We'll call your names out in just a few minutes, all the winners. Sean, so who's the winners? Sean, who won them, Sean?
Andrea Moe. We got Avery Victorian. We got Dalbert Leday.
And how is Avery getting his?
Avery's getting his digitally. That's right. He's going to get it
and
on digital.
And that is in Metro Swallow, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to let you know.
That they got digital
in
Metro Swallow.
We got digital in Metro Swallow. I want to let you know. You know. We are digital. We can do that. And yes, we do not have traffic lights because we know how to drive.
Right.
You mean old putty cat? Oh, no.
Now you putty cat.
You didn't need to scratch me like that.
Stay where you at.
Take a taste of this baseball bat. I'm gonna mash you flat. Stay where you at, boy. Oh, putty cat.
You putty.
Come here, you putty cat.
You bad old putty cat.
Come here, you putty cat.
Stay where you at.
What's that gonna hit you with that bat?
Hey, why you walking like that, kitty?
I don't know, boy.
Why you walk like that?
I don't know, boy.
I ain't hit you but one time with that bat.
Also called all the way from Round Lake, Illinois, where it's cold. We asked him how cold it was. He said it was cold.
No numbers.
No numbers, just cold. cold.
Yeah, you don't have to get so cold they don't have numbers to.
That's
it.
Right.
They
we don't want to. Greg Dembski, man, we went on and gave you that bonus one because he's been listening to you for over 10 years.
Get out of here. Thank you, Greg.
All
appreciate
the way from Illinois.
That. Glad you called. Glad you called.
Thank y'all. Zydecool.com. Love y'all.
It's one. All on Zydeco EC Shine. I'm going to take you old time with a new school flavor. Do it, y'all. Attention, Shine.
All right, Sean Jr.
What's going on?
Not too much in you, buddy. I guess, you know, he is like his father. He wouldn't let his son talk. So I'm going to let you talk, okay? So I'm going to let you talk. He never let you say a word, and I'm sure your mother's going to take care of that issue. I'm sure. I'm putting it all out there on him this morning. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good,
You at UL?
Yes, sir.
Studying?
Music business.
Music business. Yes, been here indeed. For 2 years?
Yes, indeed.
Well, good, man. Just keep doing what you're doing, bro. We need that young generation.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're not going to be here forever. And you guys, I want you to remember, you guys are not going to be here forever either.
Oh, no.
So you got to do what we do and give you guys all the opportunities that we can to help get you where you need to
go. Yes, indeed.
Congratulations for going to school. I was supposed to make your graduation party, but I never did make it.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
I know I'd see you again on the radio stage probably about 2 years later.
Oh, yeah. I take, Visa, MasterCard.
I don't carry those. Only carry cash. My brother. Talk to you later.
Old time hip hop. It's Saturday night, and I'm back at it again. I'm on the run, wanna have some fun. This girl, she was in the club, she looking so good, I think I fell in love. She put her face in my chest, I thought she was feeling it too. She said I'm ducking my head, cause Carter passing some licks at you. Said don't you hit me, Carter, you know you're hurting me.
Well, John, I don't want to go away unless I know about the ant.
Oh, the ant and the grasshopper?
Yeah, tell me.
Well, do you realize this is the time of the year for actually to put things aside?
Right.
The ant was always telling the grasshopper, when are you going to get ready for the winter? And it's a true story.
Okay.
And the grasshopper said, well, I'm going to just hop around for a little while, and don't worry about it. I'll get it later on, until really the weather hit. And the ant kept working, putting food away. And it got to a point to where it started freezing. And the grasshopper was left out in the cold. It's a serious story. It's not that funny. And the grasshopper was begging for food, and he finally was left out in the cold. He starved to death. And the ants prepared themselves for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a custom because this time of the year, we pull together, we harvest a lot of crops.
Farmers do that.
We harvest a lot of crops. I was telling that to my students about expectations and preparing themselves for that. And I used the ant and the grasshopper for that. And I didn't mean for it to be a funny story at all.
But that's
because it is
where we are.
Because this is a fall time, putting together, prepare yourself for the winter, get your stuff together.
Yeah, get your heater checked out. Run your heater before it's time to run the heater.
You don't want to set your house on fire.
And the one thing that we do have to think about, and that is really the elderly, are they prepared for the winter? And you, as the people who take care of the elderly, you have to make sure that they have their heaters are working.
Exactly.
That we don't have any carbon monoxide death because we didn't do what we were supposed to do. I don't know if the fire department is going to come out. I know they're working on a grant to try to get some smoke detectors.
That,
you know, but it's so important because every year we lose two or three lives for fire.
Because of that, because of the fact that you're not checking the space heaters, the little space heaters that you have in the house, it's still usable. However, make sure you got your chimneys, make sure you prepare that. Get your food together, because when it starts to freeze, because this year there will be a cold winter, by the way.
And
the chalks.
And I do remember asking you for some okra.
Oh, by the way, I'll get you an okra. I'll talk to Paul.
Two okras.
Paul, and if you're listening, get some okra ready, Paul.
I tell you, I need two okras and two field peas.
Okay, I don't know about the field peas. But I can, Paul.
I need to. I'm dead now. I'm trying to prepare Paul. For the sweater here. I need some help.
Get you ready. Don't be like the ant. Don't be like the grasshopper.
No, yeah. I'm trying not to be like the grasshopper because I can't jump too far right now. But anyway, I want to thank all of you for being with us this Saturday morning as we're getting ready to sign off. And Herman is standing there waiting to take the chair. So don't go anywhere.
LSU shirt on.
LSU.
He's over at UL campus.
Yeah, well, today LSU playing Alabama, and so this is going to be the Super. This is the College Super Bowl with LSU, College Super Bowl, and that is going to be tonight, I think, at 7 p.m. At 7 p.m. Also, they have the Frog Festival going on right now in rain.
That's right.
In rain. So.
And then they have the Rock Stock, whatever they call it. Rootstock over in Beaver Park.
In Beaver Park,
Starting off in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
And we have an open invitation if we want to go.
Oh, really?
Featuring Jeffrey Broussard, Gino Delafosse, and many other musicians.
Beaver Park.
Yeah, Beaver Park is right by Vermilionville.
Okay.
And then in the baseball field, that's where they're going to be playing.
Oh, okay.
So all of that. All right. And so Todd Mouton said, if we come, no problems.
Come on in and check it out.
Check
and that's starting in 5 minutes.
Yep.
Good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, 11:58, 11:59. We're rolling out of here. Thank you. We'll be back again next Saturday doing the same thing over again.
Have a good day. Hey, pretty baby with your high heels on.